from Chickasha.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Yes, you've arrived at the International Black Summit Talk Show. Welcome. This is Chickasha, the roving reporter for this show, and I'm coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland. And I hope you hear in the background just a little bit of Love Train. We're going to hear a little bit more of that as you settle in, relax, and be with us for the next hour and actually have a chance to get aboard the Love Train. The Love Train is pulling out of wherever it is that you live, and it will be bringing you to Ottawa, Canada, where we will have our next annual event. So it'll be right there for you in Ottawa, Canada. Normally, Glenn is here with you. Many times, Henrietta is with you. And tonight, Chickasha is with you. Chickasha, straight out of Compton. That's where I grew up. Starting at age 8 and then moved to California in 1960. And there I raised 3 of my children, Ebony Azizi, Amafika, and Jabari. And now I am what you call, my new title is World Citizen. I visit the world. I'm out and about on the globe. So as you settle in, I want to start our show with the way we normally open it up with, and that's the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing, nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifest itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. As I said, I'm here in Baltimore, Maryland. We'll take a moment of silence to honor all of those who have passed that have been in our presence. Thank you, thank you. Once again, welcome, welcome. Yes, we're in the last week of the fifth month of 2013, moving quickly and steadily to Ottawa, Canada, where we will have our annual summit event. And we're inviting you to join us for you to be in this countdown of this week, the last week of May, into the whole month of June, the whole month of July. And at the end of July, that you begin to gather yourself wherever you are across this globe, in North America, South America. Let's name some more. Do you have some more jumping up? Asia, Australia, okay, Europe, did we get them all? Think about, yes, yes, that's right, Africa. That should have included all seven, but if I left out one, put it in, and that's where you're looking for. That's where we're looking for you to be coming from. That's right, we're over our 20th year. We're now looking at, I believe, our 23rd annual summit. And we'll be in the other part of North America. We'll be in Canada. In fact, I just came back from Toronto, Canada, yesterday. Got in early this morning, went down for one day. Took my 9-year-old cousin, because I want to invite him into the world of world citizen. And that came out of my participation with the International Black Summit starting in 1993. And I have been to over 90% of all of the places from 1993 to present that the summit has traveled. And the summit is a gathering. It's a gathering of people of Black African descent. And we go to these different places looking to meet all the others of us that have the piece, the one piece or the many pieces to make that one complete, that will have it show up in the last line of our declaration, which states, we declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. So that will happen August 1st, and it'll go from Thursday evening with our opening night celebration, and then we start on Friday, Saturday, and we will conclude on Sunday. And in those days, we will come together and listen each other to hear what is being spoken through us, through people of Black African descent. So I'm happy for those of you who listen to us every month and you listened last week. And we're also happy if you're a new listener and you come tonight to be with us. Just fantastic, fantastic. And I want to take this time to acknowledge Glenn and Henrietta being at the helm of this ship to steer it for 2013. And we're cruising. We're cruising on the airwaves. And our destination for this year is Ottawa, Canada. Now, back in 1993, if you had said Ottawa, Canada to me, I would have said, what? Ottawa, what? But ever since we had our annual event in Canada, our first event was Toronto, Canada. And ever since we hit Toronto, Canada in 2002, I've been getting acquainted with Canada. And since 2002, I would say I've probably been there maybe 8 or 10 times, if not more, because our brothers and sisters there in Canada is keeping it real. So much is happening, and especially in Ottawa, Canada. We want you to come and hear more about Ottawa, Canada. And we're going to say a little bit more about Ottawa, Canada. Like I said, in 2002, we were in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And one of the things you want to know about Ottawa, that is the capital of Canada. Okay, so we're going to be right there. And I remember as we were preparing to go to Toronto, we actually had an opportunity in those few years after that to actually go to the Parliament of Ottawa and dance in the East Wing. We had an opportunity to be introduced into the Parliament and that surrounding. So we're grounded in Ottawa now, and we want you to come and be with us. It is beautiful to see. I've seen it in the winter, and I've seen it in not the winter. So we'll be there in August, so you know it's going to be beautiful weather. And you have to realize Ottawa, Canada, is not that far from where you are, especially if you live in Detroit, if you're in New York. And in fact, I'm here in Baltimore, Maryland, and I was able to do a one-day trip, leave Thursday night, spend almost the whole day in Toronto, and was back on the bus heading to Baltimore, Maryland at 7:30. So I did a 12-hour trip on the megabus. So there's a lot of ways you could come into Canada. You could fly, you could take a train, and you could take the megabus or the Greyhound. And for many of you that have done the megabus, you can get a very, very good rate. And you can drive up. Next week, I'll be driving into Ottawa, Canada, with other friends from the summit coming out of what's called the Mid-Atlantic region. And we will do that in about a 10-hour drive time with about four people driving. Well, really three. I'm not a driver. And we'll get into Ottawa. So, you know, it's a lot of different ways to come. And it's not that far. Like I said, if you're in Detroit, you're like just, hey, it's just, oh, less than 5 hours to go up there. So there's a lot of ways to come to Ottawa. Remember what Dionne Warwick said, take a plane, take a train. Just be there. Just get there. So we want to see you. We want to see the many people that have been with us. And I'm going to just read the year, the location. And at the summit, we always leave with a question or a declaration. And I'm going to read this. And I want you to know if you go to blacksummitoneword.org, you're able to see our website. And later on, I'll walk you through the website a little bit because I want you to become familiar with that. And once again, I want you to know this is the International Black Summit Talk Show. It comes on every Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's a one-hour show. And you're able to call in tonight. From the location I'm at, I'm not able to bring you in for your comments, but normally you're able to actually call in at 646-716-9827 and be able to share your thoughts, comments, and questions. And tonight I'm going to be sharing from our brochure about the International Black Summit, where it lists all of the places we've been since 1991. We first started in Atlanta, Georgia. And the question we left with is, who am I in relationship to the black community? What is it to be black? We move next year in 1992. To Highland Park, Michigan. The question was, what must I transform within myself in order to transform the world? 1993, this is when I got aboard on the train, was Oakland, California, USA, the home of Snoop Dogg. And the question was, who or what must I be in order to transform the black community and the world? And you can hear the thread through these last three questions, that we're not just talking about one place in the United States or many places in the United States. We're talking about the world. So we move 1994 to New Orleans, Louisiana. What is my relationship to grace in regards to acknowledgement, abundance, wealth, and well-being? 1995, New York, New York. In fact, that year we had in attendance 500 people. The question was, who am I in relationship to being life as transition? One more time. Who am I in relationship to being life as transition? As you notice, our name is International Black Summit. We did our first international trip to outside of North America, and we went to Nairobi, Kenya in 1996. And the question was, what is it to just be? We moved to 1997, and we stay on the continent of Africa. We're in Johannesburg, South Africa. Sit back. If you're taking notes, it's a long question. Given that noticing your trigger provides you access to some aspect of yourself you have been unable or unwilling to be with, standing there, what access does your trigger provide you for the fulfillment of the purpose of the International Black Summit? Great, we hear the purpose. Let me actually take time to express the purpose. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. International, world, there we go. 1998, we come back to Atlanta, Georgia, back to the United States, and it says, who am I being in the world that I scripted from my vision? Let me look at that. I'm reading my questions, and I just celebrated my 62nd birthday, so you know that I can get a little weak on. So let's look at that again. It says, who am I being in the world that I created from my vision? Okay, out of the country again. We're in Jamaica, West Indies. What are the possibilities available from editing the script I've written for my life? Now we head to the brotherly love city, Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. And our question was, who am I being as the conscious creator of my life and community? 2001, my mother's birthplace, Memphis, Tennessee. What is available by consciously owning all I create? Now, here we are in Canada for the first time, Toronto. The question is, what is available in noticing all that I create that keeps me unconscious to the wonder I am. To the wonder I am. Okay, we're moving to 2003, and now we're in Bahia, Brazil. I am complete on who I know myself to be. I declare that. Dot, dot, dot. Ah, it's not a question that year. This is the year we went into a declaration where we drew a mark in the sand, our landmark moment, where we said, I declare that. And that was 2003. We moved back to the continent of Africa at 2004. And we're in Elmina Beach, Ghana. And it was the declaration again. I am complete on who I know myself to be. I declare I am enough. Okay, we're going to stop there and we'll come back and see where the next seven places are. Okay? And just want to let you know, as we travel these different places, each year more return and more join us. So it's almost like a tumbleweed that's rolling, or maybe even better yet, a snowball that starts to roll, and it's small. But the more it rolls, it picks up more snow. As the snow is picked up, the larger it becomes. And in that largeness, more are added. So it's not about a number as much as it's about more joining. And as I said, we want you to join us in Ottawa, Canada. Love for you to be there that Thursday night on August the 1st. It's the first day of the summit. But Thursday night, we actually have an opening ceremony in the evening. And for people who are out there and are not able to be with us on the 1st through, to come on Thursday night. That's a free event. And you can come out and be with us. Because the whole point of that is for us to gather together and get acquainted, to get to know each other. Because on Friday morning, we're starting the work. And it's a lot more fun, and it makes it a lot more interesting when you know who you're starting out with. So that Thursday, we want to invite you to be with us at the opening ceremony. And something is always delivered or shared on the opening night. Now, when you go to the website, which is blacksummit.org. You'll come up on our website and you'll see a lot of things. Some of the things you will see are photographs. There'll be videos. There'll be lots of pictures of us at the different annual events. Right smack in the middle will be when we were in Chicago. And there was a young word poet who actually took the declaration and put it in a rap version. And for people who are around my age, you'll really enjoy the rap version. He really gives a lot and brings out the information about the declaration, and he adds some things, and I would say some things that young people will speak to them right away, but it also speaks to every age group. But the top picture, the picture you'll see first at the top of the screen, will be a shot of Ottawa, Canada, once again inviting you. And then if you look over to your right, you'll see a column. And in that column, it says, Welcome to the International Black Summit Network, sign up or sign in. So we want to say if you haven't joined the International Black Summit Network, that you click on the sign up. And all it does is ask you to give your email address, and you're able to sign up, and you're able to leave messages here and access different areas. Like you can have a blog here. You can add your pictures. You get your own page, and you're able to communicate back and forth with other members of this website. So please take the time and come on and sign up and, you know, be one of the members. That's another way to get information and keep checking in case you're not able to be with us every Sunday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can come here to the website, and in the lower left-hand column should be an area where you can listen to previous shows. Yes, on the left-hand side, it says IBS Talk Radio Network, and what will be listed there are the previous shows. And then you can listen to any show you've missed or listen to a series of shows. So please join us on this website. The other thing that's listed here right below the sign-up page in the next area is how to register for the International Black Summit. You can click right here, and it will take you into the registration area. And I will share a few things about registration. First of all, we have a youth summit for young people 8 through 17, and we have an area called young adult 18 to 25. As we've toured the world, we've learned different aspects from around the world. And what we were able to learn as we traveled through Africa is that what we say in the United States is adult, in other countries, they have a wider band of what's still young or young adult, which is 18 through 25. So there's a youth category from 8 to 17, a young adult, 18 through 25. Then you have adult. Then you have that beautiful area that I'm living in now, your senior. And there's a rate for each of those. For the youth, it's $100. For the young adult, it's $150. For adults, it's $250. For seniors, 55 and older, it's $200. But in this column, it'll say recommended contribution, because what the summit has discovered, or what we call notice or distinguished, is that there's something going on in the world. You'll see it in a lot of places. And we have had to show up in the clearing of the International Black Summit. And that's an area called Contribute As You Choose. And there you have the opportunity to state what your contribution will be. So you can actually say how much you want to contribute. And some people, including myself, have actually seen I wanted to contribute more than what was recommended in contribution. So you have the opportunity to contribute as you choose, which to me, one of the things I've gotten from the summit is I'm a lot bigger than what I thought I was. Inside of the summit, I've had the opportunity to grow and to take on a lot more things in my life than I had ever taken on had I never gone in or attended the annual summit event. In fact, when I started in 1993, all there was the annual. All there was the summit event. But now we have many places to participate. We have the prerequisite. We have the talk show. We have something called Summit Shares. And as you're at this website, you're actually able to see our upcoming events. And I want to share at least two of those because they're coming up soon and want you to have the opportunity to participate in these. We have one in Baltimore, Maryland, that will be June 8th at the Radisson Hotel at Cross Keys. So you can go on our website and get more details on that. And June 29th, we have a prerequisite in New Orleans, June 29th, 4:30 to 3 o'clock. That's a summit share in New Orleans. The prerequisite is in Baltimore, Maryland, and it will go the full day. Okay, usually ending around 5, but we always say till completion. You know, sometimes you're involved in something, and something as important as your life, we don't say, well, it's now 4:30, we're going to stop. We actually have created the space to actually expand and complete what we need to complete. So that's a full day. And also, the prerequisite is one day, and for an adult 18 plus is $100, and for youth, it's $25. Okay, those are the fees for those two. You're able to make your contribute as you choose in the annual summit event. The prerequisite has a stated fee of $100 for 18 plus, and for 8 through 17, it's for $25. And you're actually able to request a prerequisite in your area. And what that takes is you having a minimum of 10 people who will register and bring it to their area. And one of the numbers you can call to get more information is area code 212-561-0325 and leave the information that you would like a prerequisite in your area. And guess what? You get to help create this. So it's one of our distinction is ownership. So this is something you're actually owning. You're taking on yourself, and we will be happy to support you. We'll provide the facilitators. We'll come to the location. And what you'll contribute, what you'll own, is having a minimum of 10 people registered for that prerequisite, and it's one day. So you don't have to travel anywhere. It'll be right there in your area. Okay. I wanted to also read you the Youth Summit purpose, and then we'll complete our other locations and question/declaration that has shown up in the last 20-plus years. The Youth Summit purpose is we exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our community and exemplifying the principles of youth transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. Young people are so dynamic. They're not just the world, they're in the universe. They said, impossibility is a powerful approach to the universe. I tell you, they're already out there in the space. I tell you, I had the opportunity while in South Africa that the young people, because so many languages were spoken in Africa, one of the ways for the young people to share about what they experienced in the summit was that they did an art show. So we didn't have to have words to see how or what they were learning. And one young man actually from Canada did this breathtaking picture. I actually bought it because then we auctioned off their pictures. And his picture had the universe, the galaxy, and there was a man floating in a spacesuit. And there was a piece of paper in his hand. And this young man named Alex, I think he was about, maybe 10 or 12 at the time he drew this picture. He explained to us the paper was the declaration that I read to you at the beginning of the show. And he was taking it to other galaxies. Now, is that deep or is that deep? And that's where our young people are. I mean, they're not only, as I see it, in the world, but they're in the universe. And we can see that when we look at how we communicate over the phone now. We have these cell phones that will do everything. Probably will man a spaceship. Probably the young people are the ones who knows how to do it, you know. But I'm just saying, typewriters, land phones, landline phones. You know, when I was growing up, there was no such word as landline. But in this generation, that's what's available. And communication is available everywhere. I want to give you some other places you can go and read more and be part or interactive with us. You can follow us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/Black Summit. And we're on Twitter, twitter.com/Black Summit. Black Summit is written as one word. So you can go to the website at blacksummit.org, join our network, create your own blog, your own web page. You can keep all kinds of things. I've gone back and I see I have things since 2009. I've written poetry. I've put up pictures. I've communicated with other people in the network. But it's a great place to share yourself. So you can go on the website, see more pictures. And we have something called facilitating music. And being a person of Black African descent, I know music is very, significant in our community. But one of the things that the summit has brought out is music as a facilitator and dancing as a way to facilitate what's happening at the summit. Not from do a dance perspective or paradigm, but the dancing is facilitating something. It's very, very unique. And one of the people that have been our facilitator of music is a brother named Conrad that comes out of the New York Harlem area. And it's been amazing the songs that he has selected. That facilitates what we're actually speaking or going through as we are in those 4 days of the annual summit event. And the summit event happens every first Friday in August. So every year, that's how you can connect with us in the space of physicality. And I'm sure what may be possible this coming year is virtual. And that's interesting on how that will play itself out. Because one of the things that's available out of the summit is for your contribution to become available to our community and the world. So it may be something that you have and that only you uniquely can bring to us, and we're awaiting that from the 23rd annual summit event. So please join us. As I said on the blacksummit.org website, what will come to you is, just checking to see if you're listening. You can register there. You can find more information there. And you can communicate with others there. And we want to see you there. All that's required is that you participate in a prerequisite before the annual event, and the day before and the day of is the possibility of that prerequisite. So if you're not able to do it in any of the locations that's been listed on our website that they're holding now, before the annual event, the prerequisite will be offered. So please, if you have friends that have been sharing with you about the summit or you have other questions, you can give a call to the phone number. I'll give that again. And at that phone number, you'll leave a message and someone will get back with you. But if you want to know about the summit, I'll give you my personal phone number because I want to see you. So you can reach me at 773-420-6053. And I will love to have a conversation and actually enfold and register you for the annual event. Now, Henrietta will be joining us probably within the next 2 minutes. She's going to take you out and invite you back again next week to be with us here on Sundays at 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Sunday night. It has been a pleasure for you to be here with me, to give up your time and to give up your listening. And I'm hoping to see you August 1st in Ottawa, Canada, for the annual event. It will be lovely. I've been blessed with having my 3 children participate in the summit, and my grandson has been participating for the last, since we've been back to New Orleans. And with that, let me go and complete the list. Because we started that list, and I want to complete that list for you. Okay, let's go back. And all of these questions and location are listed on our website. We were in Ghana in 2004. In 2005, we did something new. We were in 3 places in 1 year. We were in Miami, we were in Florida, and we were Miami, Florida, and we were in Chicago, Illinois, and we were in Top Hill, Jamaica. And I had opportunity to go to Miami, Florida, and then I traveled on to Chicago, Illinois. So I was in 2 of the 3 locations in 2005. And what we came up that year was passion, ease, and action. That was what came out of 2005. 2006, we were in Highland Park, Michigan, and the declaration was, I am my vision fulfilled, 2007, New Orleans, Louisiana. I am present to blank in this moment, and you fill in the blank. 2008, we were in Anguilla, British West Indies. What aspect of myself am I listening to when I am present to? You fill in. 2009, London, England, United Kingdom. I am the source of my vision. 2010, we were in Baltimore, Maryland. Be with what is. 2011, Chicago, Illinois. What is available in life? When I be with what is. Fill that in. And what is the gift? And for this year, we've been living into this question or declaration from 2011, 2012. We've been living in what is available in life when I be with what is the gift? Okay. And our current question, I want you to go to the website, blacksummit.org, and see what the question is that we've been living in. And is Henrietta with us? We were looking for Henrietta to close us out. And as I said, I'm not where we normally have our computer access, which would bring her in to us. So I think we may have to close. I'll be closing you out tonight. And just want you to go to the website, Twitter us. It would be really cool if we got a whole bunch of Twitter messages from you guys. In fact, I will check that and I will tweet you back. So if you take on tweeting us, I will take on getting back to you with a tweet. So let me give you our Twitter address again. And our Twitter address is twitter.com/blacksummit. Send out a message and I will tweet you back. I am learning how to do this social media, and that will help me become better at tweeting. How about that? And that's what the summit is about, us just getting more and more involved with each other, no matter where we are in the world. I still have friends and communicate with people that we have met in the different countries. In fact, I'm on my way to Senegal in December. My daughter will be getting married there. And I will meet many of the sisters and brothers that I met, especially in Nairobi, Kenya. And I like I told you, I just finished visiting Canada, so I have many new friends in Canada out of meeting them in the International Black Summit. So really looking forward to meeting you and experiencing the annual event with you. You're able to join us on the radio, on the talk show, on our website. If you've attended, you're aware of our other different gatherings. We will be gathering people who've attended the summit before. We'll have what's called a body meeting in Ottawa, Canada. And one of the things about the summit is it works in a uniquely different type of form. If you think about how things work from a CEO down, if you think about that like a pyramid, in the summit we actually turn the pyramid upside down. And the executive body is the body. and it goes from members down to what's considered the facilitators. And the facilitators are just people who have stood up in life and said, I want to continue the conversation in the world. And they come each year after spending the whole year clearing themselves so the conversation of the International Black Summit can come through them like a vessel. Because all we do is come together, clear ourselves, and listen to see what has been spoken to us. So, you know, shout out to all of the places we've been. 2014, we will be in Belize, which is in what used to be considered Central America. And that's where we'll be next year. So please join us this year. Make lots of friends and come and be with us in Belize. I've had the opportunity to visit Belize. You will really enjoy Belize. Okay. So as we wind down, I want to acknowledge Glenn and Henrietta and Jerry and Jill for giving of their time to the talk show and having the talk show be here and available for all of us. And as I acknowledge them, I also want to acknowledge John and Lenar for actually taking the information that I shared with them about creating a talk show and actually getting it started. And then they passed the torch on to Claire Devon out of Philadelphia, and she continued to pass that baton on to Glenn and Henrietta. And I've had the pleasure of being on the relay team and being able to participate through the talk show. And it's been fantastic. I've met new friends. I've met old friends. And the talk show has become a vehicle where we're able to share not only subjects, but actually share about each other. I've been attending the summit since 1993, and with anything that you participate in a long time, you meet people and they pass away, literally, you know, they die. And one of the things that the talk show has afforded us to do is actually be able to come together and be in remembrance of them. We've lost a few people along the way, and through the talk show, we've had the vehicle to come together and raise up their spirit and speak their names and continue to have them be present in our community. And that's one of the things that the talk show has made available. So we want you to be part of this family, this universal family. Meet people from around the world. Meet your neighbors. I remember in the Chicago Summit, two people met each other that live less than two blocks away from each other and had never met each other until they came to the International Black Summit. So you'll meet your neighbors who live near you, and you'll meet people as far away as Africa, Jamaica, Brazil, Anguilla, Canada. Oh, we returned to places. We've been back to New Orleans. We've been back to Atlanta. We're on our way back to Canada. And we've been receiving requests just about from every place we've been asking us, please make sure you return again. And hopefully when I'm traveling to my daughter's wedding, I'll be revisiting some of those places. I'll be going back to see people in Brazil and Ghana. And on our radio show, we've had the opportunity of having people join us on this talk show. People have called in from Nairobi, Kenya. People have called in from South Africa. So from Kenya, from South Africa, you're able to join us. You know, with the cell phone, we come in from everywhere. So I completed our list of the places we have been, the questions and declarations that have been made. Just want to point back to the last line of the declaration. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe, October 7th, 1991. We have several members who have been at every single summit event that we've had. That meant they started in 1991 in Atlanta, Georgia, and have gone all the way through to joining us again in Ottawa, Canada. We've had new people join us on each and every spot. And want to point to our youth and what our youth continues to stretch us to be. Once again, the Youth Summit purpose is we exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. So we're asking you to join us again next week, and be able to call in to our 646-716-9827, and you'll be able to share your comments and questions on that line. Will be set up again for you to be able to call in. And we truly thank you for being here. As we say, tell a friend, bring another person to the show. And we're really happy. We're really happening and happy to be here with you, looking at questions and declarations that we have experienced. When I say we, that's all of us around the globe. And yes, perhaps one day from the universe, you know, inside of the universe, inside of different galaxies. Remember at one time before 1969, we didn't think we'd be walking on the moon, but now we're actually looking on Mars, and we learned some new information about Pluto. So, I mean, we're moving around in that arena a lot. And if not you, your children are. So keep ourselves up to date and be able to lead with the young people is be in this conversation of universe. See ourselves in the universe and see others in the universe. Oh, that's my little throw in. But please communicate with us on twitter.com/Black Summit. Facebook us on facebook.com/Black Summit. Check us out and get more information on blacksummit.org. Join our network. Have a place to express yourself in blog, articles, photographs, and please visit us there. And with that in mind, hoping to be with you again next week at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. What they used to say, peace, love, and soul.